This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Hayya 'ala s-salah. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم صلاة والتسليما يليقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. صل اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميمين، أما بعد. جماعة المسلمين، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تخونوا الله والرسول وتخونوا أماناتكم وأنتم تعلمون. واعلموا أنما أموالكم وأولادكم فتنة وأن الله عنده أجر عظيم. صدق الله العظيم. سورة الأنفال verses number 27 and 28. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing the believers, he says, O those of you who believe, do not betray Allah and the Messenger, nor betray your trusts while you know what you are doing. And know that your wealth and your children are only a test, and with Allah is the greatest reward. Sadaqallahul Azeem. Indeed, Allah has spoken the truth. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad, salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayhi, فيما رواه الإمام أحمد وأبو داود عن جابر بن عبد الله وأبي طلحة بن سهل الأنصاري رضي الله عنهما أنهما قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما من امرئ يخذل امرأ مسلما في موضع تنتهك فيه حرمته وينتقص فيه من عرضه إلا خذله الله في موطن يحب فيه نصرته، وما من امرئ ينصر مسلما في موضع ينتقص فيه من عرضه وينتهك من حرمته إلا نصره الله في موطن يحب نصرته، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad, in this hadith, salawatu rabbi salamu alayhi, he says, the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, no man abandons a Muslim or betrays a Muslim in a place or in a time where his sanctity is violated and his honor is diminished, except that Allah will abandon him in a place where he loves to be helped and supported. And no man helps a Muslim in a place where his honor is diminished and his sanctity violated, except that Allah will help him in a place where he loves to be helped. Now, this topic that we have been discussing, and you know, I've been getting some feedback. You know, some people are saying, when is Sheikh going to speak about this and say this about that? Somebody else said that, you know, people are falling asleep during the history lessons. And any case, the bottom line is that when it comes to the responsibility of the Imam to his congregation, And the words that he speaks from the mimbar, in fact, written from the mimbar, or written on top of the mimbar, there is, وَلَا تَلْبِسُ الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ. Do not cover the truth with falsehood. وَلَا تَلْبِسُ الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ وَتَكْتُمُ الْحَقَّ. And do not withhold the truth whilst you know what you are doing. So that's the responsibility of the imam in the masjid, to speak the truth. Look, I'm human. The delivery is certainly far from perfect. I know I go over my time limit and I apologize for that. But let the imam do his job. You know, may Allah accept from all of us. At the end of the day, what is this whole test that we are going through now? It is to expose us. To expose, you know, what we are made of. To see what are we going to do. And everybody is trying in their own way. Some people are organizing pickets. Other people are online warriors. Other people are boycotting. Other people are doing this. Other people are doing that. Our brothers and sisters in Gaza, they are leading the fight by giving up everything, their wealth and their lives in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whatever I'm doing, whatever you're doing, this is just our little sa'i. وَأَلَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى وَأَنَّ سَعْيَهُ سَوْفَ يُرَى. Mankind will not attain except that which they make effort for, and they will see the fruits of their labor. Now, inshallah, as the uncle requested, you know, let's keep it short. I'll keep it short. And this is the fourth and final episode, chapter in our series of Al-Munafiqeen, the hypocrites and the betrayers. Now, to do justice to this topic in 20-25 minutes is impossible. There is a very good interview with Sami Hamdi, a Muslim political analyst and Islamic thinker, a very good one at that, and that's just my humble opinion. A two-hour interview on the Muslim Thinker or Muslim Thinkers channel. It's called The Betrayal of the Muslim Leaders. The Betrayal of the Muslim Leaders. Go and watch and listen to that interview. And it really puts into perspective in a very balanced way about the betrayal of just about all the Muslim leaders. And the common denominator which I found in all the betrayal, and this is not something new, this has been coming on, you know, not just since the time of Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul in Medina, the head of the hypocrites, but this has been coming on through the whole history of man. Betrayal because of what? Because of strategic interests. Because of self-interests. And the word that he uses a lot in this conversation is strategic autonomy. Strategic autonomy, especially when he speaks about Saudi Arabia. Strategic autonomy. Because for Bin Salman, this is what it's all about. And he's willing to sacrifice Palestine. He's willing, according to Sami Hamdi, and he gives his evidence for it, perhaps even make compromises on Masjid al-Aqsa. And that won't be the first time. Remember Al-Kamil? Al-Kamil from the Ayyubid dynasty? He gave up Jerusalem for a strategic interest. Why? Because there was internal conflict within the Ayyubid empire, and he wanted assistance from Frederick II to help him fight against his adversaries. And so he gave up Jerusalem. Yes, his progeny took it back again, but still, what an utter betrayal. Not just to give up Jerusalem, to give up one hand's breadth, one span of the Holy Land, which is Mirath al-Ummah, which is the inheritance of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he is not interested, Bin Salman. He's interested in hosting Tyson Fury and Iggy Azalea. She actually named herself after a dog, by the way. A dog's name is Iggy. The one that was rapping to the Saudis in Riyadh. Turn away from the prophets and bow down to the goddess. this so-called, what do they call it, sports washing. In fact, he said in an interview on Fox News that, call it what you like. I mean, the amount of money that they are spending on sport and entertainment. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Not to mention these projects for Vision 2030, the NEOM, the line, the first phase, which is going to cost something like $320 billion. While our brothers and sisters are still languishing in abject poverty in refugee camps in Syria and the Rohingya people in Bangladesh, and look what's happened to Libya and starvation in Yemen, and now, of course, what's happening in Gaza. Betrayal is the order of the day. And anybody that thinks that Iran is the hero in this scenario needs to wake up and smell the coffee. Because who do you think provided America with the airspace when they bombed the mountains of Toroboro in Afghanistan? And who did the Americans hand under Paul Brenner? Paul Brenner, when he was the governor of Iraq. When he fired anybody that had belonged to the Ba'ath Party. Now, in Iraq, you couldn't become a teacher unless you belonged to the Ba'ath Party. And of course, it would have been overwhelming majority Sunni Muslims, especially in the army as well. He fired them all and basically handed the country on a golden platter to Iran. And why does Iran wait for the embassy to get bombed in Damascus before they start shooting rockets towards the Zionist state? Anyway, that's not our topic for today. But betrayal is across the board. It's all about self-interest. It's all about strategic interest. The so-called strategic autonomy, which is Bin Salman's main goal. He won't let anything get in his way. Not Palestine, not Masjid al-Aqsa, not anything. Except when he's personally attacked. Except when he is personally attacked. Like when the Canadians... When the Canadians accused him of the violation of human rights, etc., etc., what did they do? The Saudis immediately, they sent the Canadian ambassador packing. Or like when Biden was criticizing him, what did he do? He cut oil production. And he went to go and have a meeting with Xi Jinping of China. So if it hurts him personally, yes, then he will do something. But how many now? 42,000? 50,000? How many more? Before one Muslim leader does anything to save the lives and the honor of our brothers and sisters in Gaza. This is an utter betrayal. And as the Prophet ﷺ warns in the hadith, what did he warn? Let's go back to the hadith. No man abandons a Muslim in a place where his sanctity is violated, as well as his honor trampled on, except that Allah will abandon him in a place where he loves to be helped. اعمل ما شئت. اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان. Do whatever you like. What you do will be done unto you. This is the bottom line. What goes around, comes around. And comparatively speaking, you know, we've reached now the lowest ebb. We are now, I don't know, can it get any worse? That's the question. In terms of our leadership. I don't know if it can get any worse. I mean, I was doing a comparison in terms of modernization. You see what Ataturk did to Turkey. And I was doing a comparison. It's not exactly the same. It's not exactly the same. Ataturk was... He made openly blasphemous statements about Islam and about Allah. Many say he was a positivist, which comes from the ideology of the Organization for Union and Progress. out of which came the Young Turk Revolution. He believed in science, in other words. And what did he do? He changed the Azan into the Turkish language. He changed the Arabic letters that were used in writing Ottoman Turkish to Latin numerals. He banned the fez. Everybody had to wear one of those French capis. Not the beret, but you know those caps they wear all over Europe. The fez was banned. And 100 years before then, I mentioned this a few weeks ago, 100 years before that, 1824, or 1826, sorry. 1924 was when the Khilafah was abolished, 3rd of March, 1924. But in 1926, the fez was banned. 100 years before that, Sultan Mahmud II banned the turban. The first they banned the turban, and then they banned the fez. I mean, these are just symbols, but they're very important symbols. It's part of our Islamic identity. And a very similar thing is happening. And of course, the powers and the authority of the ulama was totally compromised and undermined. Many ulama were killed by Ataturk and imprisoned. And a similar thing is happening in Saudi Arabia today. If we look at the modernization, if we look at the curtailing of the influence of the ulama, how many ulama are in prison as we speak? And most of them not even for criticizing the royal family or the Saudi government. Just for having too much of an Islamic influence on the people. Where that's going to take them, we'll just have to keep our eyes peeled. But know this, Jamaat al-Muslimin, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. Neither slumber nor sleep overtakes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is watching every dhalim. Whether it's the dhalim on the inside, within the ummah, the munafiqeen and the betrayers, or whether it's the dhalimeen on the outside, from the kuffar, Allah sees them all. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا أَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Do not think for one moment that Allah is unaware of what the oppressors are doing. إِنَّمَا يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ لِيَوْمٍ تَشْخَصُ فِيهِ الْأَبَصَارِ. Allah is only delaying their punishment for a day when their necks will be stiffened and their eyes will be bulging out of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's for that reason why we must stand up and speak. Unsur akhaka zaliman aw madhluman. Help your brother. Help your brother. In other words, especially when it's a Muslim that's doing it. Help your brother, the oppressor and the oppressed. Sahaba answered, O Messenger of Allah, we know we can help our brother when he's oppressed, but how can we help him when he is oppressing? What did the Prophet say, sallallahu alaihi wasallam? قَالَ كُفْهُ عَنِ الظُّلُمْ. Stop him from oppressing. وَأَفْضَلُ الْجِهَادِ كَلِمَةُ الْحَقِّ عِنْدَ سُلْطَانٍ جَائِرٍ. The greatest form of jihad, said the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is a word of truth in the face of tyrannical leadership. The Prophet foretold this time that we are living in. Mulkan Jabariyan, remember that? First prophethood, then rightly guided successorship, Khilafatun Rashida, then hereditary rule. And what after that? Mulkan Jabariyan. Mulkan Jabariyan, tyrannical rule. Ruling with an iron fist, crushing any dissent or criticism. Since 2013, I've lost count how many new prisons have been built in Egypt. And since 1979, since the Camp David Accords, when Egypt made peace with the Zionist state, they've been receiving on average $1.3 billion of military aid every year from the Americans. Saudi Arabia is the biggest customer of military hardware from the Americans. Did you know the Americans have 750 bases in 80 different countries, many of them in the Middle East. How do we expect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us when we are betraying one another? How do we expect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us when we are oppressing one another? When we are imprisoning and torturing our ulama? When we are silencing our critics? The help of Allah is not going to come until we as people, ordinary people, change. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah will not change the condition of a people until they change the condition of themselves. لَتَأْمُرُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفُ وَلَتَنْهَوُنَّ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرُ وَإِلَّا لَيْسَلِّتَنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ شِرَارُكُمْ فَيَدَأُوا خِيَارُكُمْ فَلَا يُسْتَجَابَ لَهُمْ. You must enjoin the good and forbid the evil, because if you don't, then Allah will set the worst of you to rule over you. Allah will set who? The worst of you to rule over you. And then the best of you will make dua, and their duas will not be answered. In other words, making dua is not enough. This ummah has to change. Allah, I was shocked. I was totally shocked. Somebody who came from kufr, who spent the first 18 years of his life in disbelief and in manifest error. Wallah, I was shocked to see the amount of Saudi youth that attend these raves in the middle of the desert. They say the biggest music festival in Europe draws a crowd of 410,000 people. They say that these raves in the desert are drawing numbers close to 750,000 people. And when we think of Saudi Arabia, we think of Bilad al-Haramain, Makkah wal-Madinah. You think, but how blessed are these people to live in that land, to have access to these places? And that's why for me the greatest tragedy is when a Muslim does not recognize and acknowledge the favor of Islam. Get ready. Get ready. For indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has warned us, وَإِن تَتَوَلَّوْا, if you turn your backs, يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرُكُمْ, then Allah will replace you with another people. ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُ أَمْفَالُكُمْ, and they won't be like you. Ibn Ata'illah Iskandariya, our Sakandari, he says, مَنْ لَمْ يَعْرِفَ النِّعْمْ بِوَجْدَانِهَا عَرَفَهَا بِفُقْدَانِهَا. The person that does not recognize and acknowledge the favor of Allah when it is with them will only recognize and acknowledge the favor of Allah once it has left them. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النِّعْمَ, and he said in another wisdom, whoever does not give thanks for the favors of Allah, فَقَدْ تَعَرَّدَ لِزَوَالِهَا, they must get ready to lose those favors. وَمَنْ شَكْرَهَا فَقَدْ قَيَّدَهَا بِإِقَالِهَا, and whoever gives thanks have secured those favors for themselves. And what's the greatest favor? What is the greatest favor? Look at the people of Gaza, and there you can see the greatest favor. After losing everything, after losing all their material possessions, in some case all of their loved ones and extended family, but they still have iman. They still have everything. And if we must realize that, Allahu Akbar, then we're going to see how Allah is going to change our condition from a bad one back to a good one, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. What did the Prophet say? Alhamdulillah ala ni'mat al-Islam wa kafa biha min ni'mah. All praise and thanks is due solely to Allah for the favor of Islam. And enough favor it is for us. The people of Gaza have demonstrated that. Allah's taken everything away. They say, Ya Allah, take until you are pleased, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, take whatever you want from us, Ya Allah. We are pleased, Ya Allah. We must aspire to have that kind of iman. Then we're going to see changes within the ummah from Ar-Rahim Ar-Rahman. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Jamaat Muslimin, there's a petition that we would like you to sign in support of Masjid Sunni Congregational Masjid parking lot. Masjid Sunni parking lot's lease with the city of Cape Town has come to an end. In entering into negotiations in order to renew the lease for the masjid use, the city of Cape Town has proposed a rental rate which is much higher than that which the masjid has paid in the past 20 years. We attach here to a petition which we intend providing to the city of Cape Town, requesting a rate which is affordable to the masjid due to the lack of parking space in the Kromboom estate area. It is imperative for our musallis to have access to this parking area. Kindly assist by filling in the attached petition. And then there's a page to put your names and your signatures. Please support us in this effort. Then please make dua for Abdul Hamid Khan, brother-in-law of Muhammad Esop, who is in ICU at the moment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him complete shifa. Then there will also be a picket on Kromboom Bridge for Palestine between 3 and 5 p.m. today. And then there is a Hajj greeting, which I wish they had made the type a little bit bigger. Okay, here we go. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We, Mansoor and Faranaz Mia, wish to bid salam to our family and friends on our departure for Hajj and Umrah. With the permission of Allah, we'll be visiting all three harams, inshallah. We ask your forgiveness and anything we have said or done knowingly. And I always love the Afrikaans greeting. Wittend of ontwittend. Allahu Akbar. Now, you hugga baytullah. We humbly request your du'as for Allah to grant us health, strength, and guidance and protection to fulfill our obligations. Accept all our acts of ibadah and grant us hajj, maqbool and mabroor, and safe return. And I will add to that, and protection for their families and their ways in their absence. Ameen. We endeavor to remember you and your family in our du'as, inshallah. Inshallah, we make dua for them and for all the hajjaj. Allah grant them safe journey there, safe journey back, and all the hajj mabrura, wa sa'ya mashkura, wa dhanban maghfura, wa malan salihatan maqbula, wa tijaratan lan tabur, ya nur al-nur, ya alima ma fi sudur. Akhrijana ya Allah, akhrijana ya Allah, akhrijana ya Allah, wa iyyahum min al-zulumati ila al-nur. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik salim, wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillah rabbil alamin. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا رب يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا رب يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا رب يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا رب يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا ورزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألتف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله لا تظلمن إذا ما كنت مقتدرا فالظلم ترجع قباه إلى الندم تنام عيناك والمظلوم منتبه يدعو عليك وعين الله لم تنم وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظمت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة إلى أين يا سارة الكرام اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تخونوا الله والرسول لا تخونوا الله والرسول وتخونوا أماناتكم وأنتم تعلمون واعلموا أنما أموالكم وأولادكم فتنة وأن الله عنده أجر عظيم وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من امرئ يخذل امرأ مسلما في موضع تنتهك فيه حرمته وينتقص فيه من عرضه إلا خذره الله في موت يحب فيه نصرته وما من امرئ ينصر مسلما في موضع ينتقص فيه من عرضه وينتهك من حرمته إلا نصره الله في موت يحب نصرته أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أعوذ بكم من هناك إلى هنا وما أدراك ما هنا هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان ويقول أيضا كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فيا أيها المسلمون أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولا بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلوق حسن واكثروا عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلبي محمد طب القلوب ودوائها وعافية الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن الحسن والحسين والبدر والحنين وعن سائر أهله الطيب الطاهر وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي بفضلك كلمة الحق والدين اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين اللهم أطعمهم من جوع وأمنهم من خوف اللهم انصر إخواننا المجاهدين في غزة اللهم رمي عنهم إذا رموا وسد عنهم إذا رموا اللهم عليك بالصهاينة ومن والاهم فإنهم لا يعجزونك اللهم شدد شملهم اللهم فرج جمعهم اللهم لا تحقق لهم غاية ولا ترفع لهم راية اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من أيديهم وارزقنا صلاة فيه وهو حر عزيز يا رب العالمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله وأقم الصلاة أقام الله وأدام مدامة السماوات الأرض. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. استووا اعتدلوا أثابني وأثابكم الله. Heels in line, shoulder touching shoulder, close all the gaps. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا. الله سمي الله لمن حمده. الله 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 أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس، من الجنة والناس. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. Allahumma. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله نستغفر الله نستغفر الله نستغفر الله اللهم أنت السلام منك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم عليك توكلنا وإليك نبنا وإليك المصير اللهم رب الناس أذهب البأس اشفي أنت شافي لا شفاء إلا شفاءك شفاء لا يغادر سقما نسأل الله العظيم رب العرش الكريم أن يشفي أخانا الذي تجرى عليه عملية جراحية اللهم اشفيه من كل داء اللهم اشفيه واشفي مرضى المسلمين أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم اللهم اكتب الصحة والسلام لنا ولعبيدك الحجاج والمسافرين والمرابطين والغزاة في برك وبحرك وجوك من أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم أوصلهم إلى مكة المكرمة وإلى المدينة المنورة سالمين غانمين مستبشرين مع الصحة والسلامة برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم اجعل حجهم حجا مبرورا وسعيهم سعيا مشكورا وذنوبهم ذنوبا مغفورا وأعمالهم أعمالا صالحة مقبولة وتجارتهم تجارة لن تبور يا نور النور يا عالم ما في الصدور أخرجنا يا الله وإياهم من الظلمات إلى النور وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين